Fans shred Trump bashing Family Guy episode, Dumpster Fire. By Justin Caruso on January 14, 2019. The latest episode of Family Guy took aim at President Donald Trump and his family, delighting some liberal fans while alienating conservatives. In the episode, Family Guy main character Peter Griffin becomes Trump's press secretary. In one particularly gross scene, the Trump character literally grabs the genitals of Peter's daughter Megan Griffin. Trump also bizarrely licks Meg, while a demented Mike Pence looks on and laughs. The episode clearly was a hit among some liberal viewers. They for Peter Griffin fighting Donald Trump chicken fight style on Family Guy. This is pure comedy, one social media user said. Another viewer quipped, Trump supporters will be calling for a ban of Family Guy in the next 12 hours. However, conservative America was not as impressed. Family Guy is a low-class humor show. That is part of its charm and why I watch it. But this Trump episode is just a liberal wine fest with disgusting jokes about Ivanka and her dad. It's pathetic. It's not even humorous, writer Carmen Sabia said. Family Guy is exposing the Trump derangement syndrome in Hollywood. They hate him so much that they'll write an entire episode of garbage just to try to mock him nationally. Couple of good jokes thrown into an otherwise dumpster fire episode. Trump sucks, blah blah, get over it, one viewer said. Another social media user said, I'm watching this Trump episode of Family Guy and it's super cringy. It's like a liberal grandmother making those weird overly orange caricature memes and plowing it in your face. Well, tonight's Family Guy episode was a prime example of how obsessed Hollywood has become about Donald Trump and how deep its head is into liberal politics, one viewer added. The episode was teased last week by airing a preview where Trump tells his daughter Ivanka that she has a beautiful rack. Family Guy creator Seth MacFarlane is a strong supporter of Democrats. Like many in Hollywood, he opened his wallet to attempt to influence the 2018 midterm elections, donating $2 million to a super PAC working to elect Democrats to the Senate.